You are now in the gardens, where at the back you'll find the Rouen Palace, which houses the town hall. Behind, you can see the Paix Berland Tower, which dominates the square of the same name. Rouen Palace, built between 1771 and 1778, owes its name to the person who commissioned it, Ferdinand Maximilien de Mériadec de Rouen, Archbishop of the town. Later, this episcopal residence had several other functions: Revolutionary Courthouse, then the Prefecture Building, Imperial then Royal Palace. It finally became the Town Hall in 1835. Its neoclassical architecture covers the whole of the façade facing you. In 1875, the town architect, Charles Burguet, was chosen to create the two wings of the museum. And so he used a vocabulary taken from classical architecture, like the pilasters and the Ionic capitals. If you look at the pavilions, you can see the town's coat of arms at the top. You'll recognize the three half-moons symbolizing the port and a building which is none other than the Big Bell Tower, one of the town's most iconic buildings. The French-style gardens go back to the 19th century and have the Outstanding Gardens label. The flower beds were designed to create a mirror effect on either side of the fountain. At the end of the gardens, you can admire a centenary tree, a ginkgo, and the last remaining vestige of the original gardens. The space is dotted with 19th century sculptures, as well as a contemporary sculpture evoking the slave trade in Bordeaux. Finally, a short distance away, on the other side of Cour d'Albret, is the Fine Arts Gallery. Open during the museum's temporary exhibitions, it was built between 1936 and 1939.